Josh, you were with Denver, I think, when Sebastian Vollmer was drafted. But looking back, if you would, did it surprise you a bit that the Patriots would draft someone that high who had not been to the combine? And did the pick possibly strike you sense that maybe they saw a diamond in the rough that maybe other clubs hadn't picked up on?
Well, I don't think anything in terms of the, you know, the draft process and the thorough process that we go through here really surprises me at this point. I know that they do so much work on each player that's eligible, you know, to try to make sure that, you know, if there's any advantage we can gain through the pre-draft process, you know, the combine, any pre-draft workouts, you know, college free agency after the draft, that it's taken care of and really done, you know, as well as anything else we do here, too. So, you know, I was certainly aware of the player. I know we had evaluated him as well, and they did their research, they did their homework, they selected a player with a tremendous amount of upside and talent, you know, and Sebastian really possesses a lot of the qualities you look for in a starting tackle, and, you know, he's only continued to progress and get better each year, and he's a hard worker and a guy that does a lot of things to prepare himself physically and mentally each week for the games. Got a great work ethic, a great demeanor, and he's really a strong asset to our offense.
If you just to talk briefly about his evolution and how you've seen it, you know, I mean, admittedly, he's had injuries here and there, but just his evolution based on what you've seen over the last, you know, year or two.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I have only really seen him up close and personal for 1 year. You know, getting here last January and having an opportunity to really kind of get to know him and watch him throughout the course of this year. And, you know, certainly he was rehabbing a little bit in the spring and the off season into training camp. But really, you know, just impressed with his approach. You know, he's battled through some things to get back and get out on the field. And he's got a good playing style for an offensive lineman. He's physical. He really does a nice job in pass protection and maintaining the width of the pocket. Certainly plays against a lot of good rushers, you know, in this league, and has done a nice job. As you know, we've asked him to, you know, learn and potentially play multiple positions. You know, whether, you know, he has to swing over to the other side, you know, as a potential backup there. He's been more than willing and capable of doing that at times as well. So, it just, you know, he's a guy that, again, I think he's getting better. You know, hopefully his best football is still, you know, in front of him. And, you know, he, like I said, when, you know, when he's out there and he's playing on the right side, it really, you know, really provides a strong presence for us over there in the running game and in pass protection.
Hey, Josh, when you guys fall behind 31-3 in a game, a lot of people might say that's it. Obviously, it wasn't. What were your thoughts on just Tom's ability to sort of spearhead that charge back? I guess sort of looking back at being able to come back from that many points down.
Well, I think that, you know, our team as a whole, really, again, you never want to be in that position. And we did a lot of things to put ourselves in that position. But our team as a whole had a great mindset. Even when we were in that, you know, unenviable position of trying to, you know, get back into the game, I would say, you know, when it was 31-3. And I just thought that the fight and the demeanor that we had, both on the sideline and on the field, you know, that's what enabled us to continue to fight and play. You never know what's going to happen in this league, and as long as you continue to play hard and fight and try to do your job out there on the field, and you know, good things can happen for you. So, all in all, certainly wasn't close to good enough, and we have a lot higher standard than what we were able to do, you know, Sunday night offensively. And you know, a lot of credit goes to San Francisco and what they were able to do on defense to force us to be in that position. And hopefully we can start a lot faster going forward.
Just a follow-up, maybe on a little different topic. Do you have a coaching philosophy when it comes to a player who is struggling maybe with ball security? Like, for example, like I think Miami, Joe Philbin has like an automatic rule. If he fumbles, he's coming off. You know, I don't know how long, you know, whatever, how long he comes off for. But I'm curious for you, if you have a coaching philosophy in that regard.
I think we want all the skilled players to protect the football. And I think we work at it and try to emphasize that. And we've, you know, generally, I think we've done a decent job of it during the course of the season. And then there's certain times where, you know, the defense either gets it out or, you know, maybe we don't necessarily possess the type of ball security that we need on a certain play or in a certain game. And I think it's more, to me, if we're being careless and the carelessness is repetitive and the ball is obviously not protected, then, you know, we need to address that as a group. We need to address that and make sure that we try to fix it so that we don't hurt our team. But in terms of a particular game or specific, you know, how many times does the ball need to be away from a player's body, or how many, you know, throws does the quarterback make, you know, that the defense touches before you try to get him out of the game? I've never really had a specific chart or philosophy on that. I think it's more or less, you know, you got to try to make sure that each player that touches it is securing it and taking care of it. And if you feel like there's too big of a risk, then certainly you need to address it either that day or in the week of practice.
Specific to this game, what type of scheme, you know, are they running? Obviously, it looks like a 4-3. And where, you know, what are you seeing from them that presents some of the bigger challenges this week?
Well, the one thing that you see from their group, they're a really sound unit. They choose, you know, they're very specific with their schemes. They don't overdo it, but when they use a specific scheme in each game that's really specific to that game, it usually has a great purpose, and they're capable of really trying to take away certain parts of your game if they really, you know, if they really play to that. I think they, you know, they've done a decent job of trying to not give up big plays. I mean, that's really one of the things that stands out to me. It's very rare that you see people behind the defense, and they forced you to kind of drive the ball, you know, a length of time and usually a number of plays before you have an opportunity to score the ball. So, you know, being consistent on our end and making sure that we don't encounter any negative plays is going to be important for us, because they do, like I said, a great job of keeping the ball in front of them. I think they're a pretty good tackling unit. You know, they're physical up front. They have added Babin, who certainly is a good pass rusher. But, you know, they have some guys that have been disruptive. Alu, I've coached against before, is real physical inside and does a good job of getting to the quarterback and doing some disruptive things inside. Mincy's created some production for him. So, you know, it's not a heavy, high blitz percentage team in terms of what they do. But again, like I said, it's very sound what they do. There's not a lot of wide open, uncovered receivers. They make you work for the yards that you get and the production that you ultimately end up with at the end of the game. So, this is going to be a good test for us. We're going to have to go down there and execute a number of plays in a row to string together good drives to have an opportunity to get into the red zone, you know, on a number of possessions, hopefully. So we're going to have a good week of practice. Certainly have to start this week You know, with a great week of practice, that's really what it's going to come down to. And we need to, you know, we need to go down there and be ready to start fast on Sunday.
I know we're looking ahead, but just to look back quickly, when you're evaluating a game like Sunday night, you know, or any game really, do you is your outlook mostly comprehensive? Like, hey, in the course of 60 minutes or longer, if you need it, we accomplished our goals or didn't quite accomplish our goals, or can you break it up? You know, obviously on Monday, the first half wasn't as productive, but then things pick up in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden you have one of your better stretches maybe this year. Do you look at it as one big picture thing, or do you ever take time to kind of break it down into multiple parts?
Well, I think in each game you can probably break it down and look at it and say, we played better here, we didn't play as well there. But I think the ultimate reflection is on the result and the outcome of the work that you put in during the course of the week and what it ultimately ended up with on Sunday. And, you know, that's really every week. You know, we go in and we focus on doing a lot of things well because that's necessary to win. And we've got to be able to be balanced, take care of the football, you know, throw it, run it, use play action, you know, score in the red zone, convert on third down, convert on our short yardage opportunities. You know, protect the football, you know, do what we need to do in 2 minute and 4 minute if those situations come up. And ultimately, the end of the game and what the score is and how effective you were offensively in those situations and with your game plan, you know, you'll know basically how you did. And, you know, when you win, you play well, certainly you feel a lot better than when you go out and you don't really start very well and don't play start as fast as you'd like to and play from behind most of the entire game. That's difficult to feel good about that. And I think that, you know, our task is certainly to get back on track with our own stuff and take care of, focus on the things that we need to focus on and get better at as a football team offensively. And there's a lot of those after Sunday night.
Thanks, Josh.
You got it.